Monday's hearing ended with a heated exchange between presiding Coast Guard Captain Mike Rand and a lawyer for the Alaska Rangers owner, the Fishing Company of Alaska. That followed testimony from Gwen Raines, a fisheries observer who was on the Alaska Ranger when it sank and took a dim view of some of the safety measures on the boat. Raines said that she had had concerns about the condition of some of the watertight doors on the Alaska Ranger, although none of them were the critical doors near the ship's rudder room. Raines also testified that the ship had banged up against a lot of sea ice on its last fishing trip near the Pribilof Islands. She said that a couple of the hits were jarring, but they appeared to be near the bow of the boat, and she didn't think much of them at the time.
I just thought to myself that was a pretty hard hit. You know, that's all I thought of it. I didn't really think. It didn't really worry me or scare me. It was more like an astonishment, like, whoa, you know, we hit that one pretty hard.
Several of the ship's crew members have told the Seattle Times that the Alaska Ranger had been running into ice to a degree that concerned them during that trip. And on Monday, the board asked several questions about whether that could have caused structural damage to the vessel. Crewmember Evan Holmes, who also testified on Monday, told the panel that he didn't think the brushes with the ice had been at all serious, and doubted that they caused any damage. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.